the meeting is organized by both SADC and ICGLR. But SADC is just the host of the meeting that has been agreed by the two regions in different summits. It is a two-day summit, but basically the main summit, which is on Monday, is preceded by the ministerial meeting of both ICGLR and SADC, which will now clear the agenda for the summit, which will take place on Monday.
So what is the anticipation areas of discussion that these heads of state will be looking at?
I think you will recall that in February this year, the ICGLR and SADC signed peace, security and cooperation framework for the DRC and the region, simply to ensure that the situation in the Eastern Congo is addressed by both regions. As you will recall that the Democratic Republic of Congo is a member of SADC and also the member of the ICGLR. And as a result of that, the two regions agreed on how they think the situation could be addressed. The United Nations came in with the framework to say, for this security situation to be addressed, this is the proposed framework which was assigned by the ICGLR and SADC being a guarantor of the peace and other four member states as part of the agreement. So this is a follow-up to ensure that there is a full implementation of this framework. The summit will be on the implementation to review the implementation process and then map the way forward.
What would you say has been the progress report of the performance of both the SADC and the Great Lakes region to addressing the security challenges in Congo?
Well, in terms of the progress report, I would like to refer you to the United Nations mission into Congo, who are actually the ones leading in the process. And we also can recall that there is an appointed special envoy of the United Nations Secretary General, Ms. Mary Robinson, who is overseeing some of these processes. So I think with regards to the progress and all these things, we can refer you to that one. For us here, it's just to really share with you the preparedness or the preparations that we are undertaking here as the Secretariat to facilitate for the meeting.
From SADC point of view, what should the victims of these security challenges in Congo expect from this meeting of heads of state and government?
So I think with regards to that, we also can say the two regions have always been working very closely together to address the security situation in the region, and things are moving positive in that at least there is an understanding that there is a need for the Eastern Congo to have peace. And we hope that when our principals finish this meeting, there will be a very clear direction as to what will be done, if not done, and what has been done. So maybe that will be the time for the people from that region to listen to the message which will come out of this meeting. But for now, we cannot predict what the outcome will be.
What will be SADC's message to the people in Congo about SADC cooperating with its partners, including the Great Lakes region, to resolve the security challenges that they face?
I think the SADC message is very clear that we want to see the Congo, which is peaceful and focusing on economic development and focusing on the upliftment of the social well-being of the citizens of the Eastern DRC. That has always been the message, and that remains the message. And SADC will work with all partners and has always committed to work with all partners in ensuring that there is peace and security in the Eastern Congo. This is a continuation of SADC's commitment, and as the DRC being a member of SADC, these are one of the commitments of the region to ensure that when one of the member states is having a challenge, they are there to assist and ensure that everything is done in a very peaceful manner.